At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
For right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got over there?
The title of it is called Butt Cheeks. Butt Cheeks.
What?
I got to call this man because his wife is disturbing everything when she come pick up the kids from school. Because, you know, her dress too, you know, it's a little too much and her butt cheeks is out. This is butt cheeks. You know, there's a limit on when you should be butt cheeking and not butt cheeking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, coming from you, that's rich.
Yeah, we got to go get the kids now. You got to put your butt cheeks up. You can't just have them.
Oh, so you do draw the line.
Yeah. Oh, I draw the line. I draw the line right across your butt cheek. You cannot have this.
No. Oh,
you cannot have this out like this while these kids is getting out of school. You're messing up their minds. The babies don't need to. The baby don't need to be saying this. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, let's go, cat dog. Butt cheeks.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Carmen, Miss Carmen.
This is Nate. My ass is calling.
I'm the principal at the high school where your daughter goes. This is Mr. Porter. Porter, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Is everything good?
Yeah. Everything is fine. Now, your daughter is 10th grade, Crystal, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure we got so many kids with the same names. I wanted to make sure I had the right person. So here's the issue. You say your name was Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, the problem we're having here at the school is, I don't know if you are aware of it, but when your wife drops Crystal off at school, we've got the parents as well as some of the teachers. They're complaining about what she's wearing. What she's wearing when she drops the kids off. Evidently her clothes are very skimpy and her butt cheeks are out. You know, I don't know if she's, I haven't actually seen her, but I've been getting these reports from we've been getting.
Well, that's a little strange to me. I'm typically at work. I mean, I don't know what she's wearing. I'm gonna have to talk to her later on today.
Okay. Well, what I was gonna suggest is, I thought I was calling her phone. I didn't know I was gonna get you, but what I wanted to do is get her to come up here so I can see what she's wearing. You know?
No. I think I got this handled, dude. I can take care of it.
Well. I think it's gonna be better for both of us. Like if I was to able to see her, and let her
look, player. Look. I got it. My daughter. This is not even really concerning my daughter. This is this is above that pay grade. Let me handle it. So my daughter going to the principal's office is one thing. I'd be on top of that, but I'm definitely gonna be on top of this. So like I said, I think I got this handled.
Right. Now your wife Carmen is she there?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any way I can talk to her?
No. I like I told you. I think I got this one. I can take care of this. My thing is, I've already told you that three times. I don't know where you're really going with this. I'm gonna talk to her and get the situation rectified as soon as I can.
Okay.
But you don't need to see her. You know, or talk to her. Nothing
well,
like
being
that.
Being the principal here at the school, sir. Like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, handle the school in an orderly fashion and make sure that all things are taken care of around here and we have no issues and no problems. So
you're not talking to my daughter. You're talking to me. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm telling you, when I tell you I got to handle, I got it handled.
I understand that, but I have to handle my school though. You understand that? I have to handle the school.
I will drop my daughter off myself.
Okay, I understand that.
I need to come up there and talk to you?
No, I need your wife to come talk to me. I need to see what she be wearing.
You don't need to talk to my wife. Look, player, do you have a wife?
I have a wife.
Can come to my office.
Well, what are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about? That my wife needs to come and so you can inspect her outfit. I'm not playing that game, player. We're not doing that.
Okay, I need to see what your wife be wearing when she dropping these kids.
Give me your cell phone, I'll send you a picture.
Hey man, I think we must have gone down the wrong street with this conversation.
Yeah, no, we definitely down the wrong boulevard on this one, player.
Okay.
Let me just make it very clear to you. My wife, you seeing that in the office and all that, maybe we can come up there tomorrow if it's going to be me and her. No, she's not coming up to the principal's office. We don't need to do all that.
But we don't have a problem with you. We just need her. I just need to see.
No, you're going to have a problem with me if we keep going down this road right now.
Okay, so it's okay for her to have her butt cheeks out when she dropped the kids off, but as soon as I want to have her come out of office for a meeting about this situation.
Well, right now, you claiming her butt cheeks is out. Right now, you out of pocket.
Okay, no, it was out of pocket when she pulled up and got out the car and her butt was out of pocket. That's when it was out of pocket. So what you can't do, Nate, is be mad at me about what your wife done put on and wore up into the school.
Look, man, like I said, I'm gonna do what I gotta do on this end. Your end is to handle what's going on in your school.
Well, evidently you're not handling that end over there. So that's why I'm stepping up as the principal of the school saying I need to have a meeting, a private meeting with your wife so me and her and I can talk about what she wearing.
Look, man, I done told you several times, her coming up there on her own is not gonna happen. So this is where we at right now. You know what? You. Not going to happen.
Say what? Say what you say?
You. If what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm going to come up there, drop my daughter off, and come see you.
So you coming here tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay. So are you bringing Miss Carmen with you?
Don't worry about who's with me. I'm not a telephone tough guy, money. I'm coming up there to handle this right now because you out of f***ing pocket. Now, this is how it's going down. There will be no butt cheeks coming out tomorrow.
What?
It's just going to be a coming out the car or some real You understand? What's your name again?
My name, I'm Porter, the principal here.
All right. There'll be no butt cheeks tomorrow. You will see me coming out the car.
Okay. Well, there is another issue we got here on the table.
And what is that?
So Miss Carmen, she told you about the conversation she's been having with Tommy?
Who the f*** is Tommy?
So that once again, so your wife ain't telling you nothing. So she hasn't told you nothing about her talking to Tommy.
No, dude, I don't want to play games, man. Who's Tommy?
Okay, so, do you know?
Land the plane, my man.
Okay, cool. Do you know who nephew Tommy is from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him. You're my man. He's about to catch a bad one tomorrow morning.
Nate, you just got pranked by your wife, Carmen, baby.
Hey, at least he knows butt cheeks and all, I still love her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, man, I got to ask you something before we go, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
Come on, what? Come on.
Put some butt cheeks on this. What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, here's where I'd like to see some butt cheeks. Dukes and Boots this weekend. Dukes and Boots this weekend. Come on, now.
That
Come
was
on.
A hard this is, transition.
It was, but I turned it. Sir Charles would love to see some butt cheeks out here. We got Dukes and Boots out here on the ground, y'all, all right? This is the Southern Soul Blues and Comedy Fest. You don't want to miss this. It's a white affair. You're going to have a great time. Cadence Bank Arena, Tupelo, Mississippi, this Saturday night, and it is going down, okay? Dukes and Boots and Butt Cheeks. I'll see you there.
Wow. All right, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.